Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome to the Lioness Lounge. I am your host, Takresha Blunt. I am also the owner of Takresha S. Blunt Coaching and Consulting, LLC, as well as Blissful Brew Teas, your online gourmet tea company, where we specialize in dessert-flavored teas. It's a little treat in a cup. So let's get into this, this first day of September. It is fall almost, and you know, I love the fall, but the biggest part of the fall is when October hits. Everything amazing starts to happen on the earth, like all kind of great things. The leaves starts to change in states that have the changing of the leaves. I mean, it is so beautiful that I love like Virginia area in the fall. I love Pennsylvania in the fall. Like, I love to see the trees change, and I'm hoping where I'm at now, I'll be able to see the changing of the leaves here. Not sure, but I'm hoping that, because the trees are so beautiful and they're green, so I don't know if they'll hit that fall pretty color also, but fingers crossed, I hope I get to see it. If not, when I go after this, maybe they'll have the changing of the leaves. But, all right, so I wanted to talk about wasting people time. You know, a lot of times we could talk to people, we can explain things to them, we can hold their hands, we can guide them for days, for weeks, for months, for years, and they still don't try to apply what you've guided them to. So then a lot of times I sit back and I think about it, I'm like, I have to repeat myself a lot of times with things, and it's not because it's not clear, because I even put it in writing, like broke down in writing. But I think some people don't want to do the work, they just like to hear you talk, and it's wasting people time. So you wonder why when you're at your job you're not getting the promotions, you're not doing this, and things are not happening. It's because you don't apply what you've been trained to do, you don't apply what you've been given to do. So the first part of this is to just say, stop wasting people time. Start putting in effort. We're all adults here. At this point, repeating yourself is a no-go. Like, quit exhausting everything into trying to guide somebody who's not paying attention or who isn't willing to, like, stop waiting for you to hold their hand to do things. It's a lot of people who, in the workforce, in our relationships, in our life, relationships, if you are with a man and you got to keep telling him how you want to be treated, how, you know, you want things or whatever, and he keeps looking for you to explain to him, well, I don't know what you want. It's time for you to let go. Stop telling him. Let him figure it out. Because if he was really concerned and he was really paying attention, then he wouldn't have to keep asking you these same questions. Same thing with friendships, same thing with work, same thing with anything in your life. We waste a lot of our time and our days trying to babysit grown-ass people. It's time out for babysitting grown-ass people. Let these people figure it out in life. Unless they're special needs and it's a requirement that you gotta do it, then why are you trying to pamper somebody that they really not paying no attention to you? See, last night when I went to sleep, I said, I'm not doing this no more. I'm not pampering or holding hands. I've already explained myself. I've already given guidance and everything. I can't do no more. So from now on, when now questions are asked that I know we've already discussed or we just talked about in less than 24 hours, I'm not going to entertain it. I'm actually going to just say, hey, what do you think about this? And change the subject. I'm just not going to do it. At some point, you got to stop those people from exhausting you and making you tired. Some of the main reasons why people deal with dementia or Alzheimer's is because they put too much stress on their brain. They put too much pressure on their brain and they're doing everything. And I know my dad was dealing with dementia. I don't want to be in that situation. So that I don't keep putting all this pressure on my brain, I'm not going to do all of this. I just told you I can't tell you again. I'm not going to do that again. You gotta let people go. You got to let them feel for themselves. We're not dealing with kids. I don't have to repeat things to Boogie as much as I do to some adults. And it's because they don't take things serious. And if they do take it serious, they're not trying to implement it. They just want to talk. Or they just want to pretend. Or they want to just seem relevant or important in your life when really they're just pushing you away. So take time and say, I've already explained this. I'm not going to continue to explain it again. I'm not even saying that no more. I'm sorry. I'm going to change the subject and start talking about something else. You're not finna damage my brain and my mental stability because you don't want to pay attention, take notes. Do we even take notes by hand anymore? No, because you're too busy trying to type it in your phone with these small-ass keyboards. Get a pen and a paper. Write down stuff, and then later on you can type it in your phone and your pencil, your phone or whatever you want to type it on. But most of y'all don't even type that fast on a regular keyboard. And you're trying to type what somebody's saying on a phone, and it's not working. You know why it's not working? Because it's too damn small, and you're doing everything else. And what else get me is give the person that's talking to you full attention. You don't have to be surfing the internet. You don't have to be holding two or three other conversations. You got to give full attention so that you fully understand what's being said. How can you learn when you're trying to do 50, 11 million things while you're trying to learn one thing? At some point, we got to realize, hey, I need to take a step back. Y'all, give me a break. Let me talk to this person and get a clear understanding of what's going on. You're trying to do too much at one time, and you're not getting it. That's even with your job. I had to tell my son, he's at a new job. I say, listen. Pay full attention and take notes. Don't sit there and think you know it all because this is a new company you're with. Take notes. Keep your notes. So he got one of my journals and he's taking all his notes. Because we got to give full attention because when they see somebody giving full attention, they start watching you and saying this is going to be a potential leader in the company. I remember starting this job. And I remember going through training. We had 3 days of training. And I took notes in a tablet. I had a one subject tablet. I love buying one subject tablets because everything for that one subject is in that tablet. And I could go back to that and I write on the front what it is. So I took that one subject tablet with me, even though they gave us a training manual and all of that. I wrote notes in my tablet so that I could go back and I could read it. I wrote detailed notes in my tablet while we was training. I raised my hand and I asked if they could repeat something because I didn't clearly understand it. I asked questions, but I didn't waste the trainer's time. We had multiple trainers in 3 days. I did not waste their time. When I went on my first job, I was in Essexville, Michigan, which is in the UP on the border of Canada. And I remember the lady that was my lead. I got up to go to the restroom and she said, you mind if I look at your notes? I said, sure. She said, I might write some stuff in there. But when I came back, she was on the phone with the manager of the department. I thought I did something wrong. She's telling the manager, these notes are so good, they could be a training manual. She has everything wrote down. There's nothing for me to write. I'm just going to insert a few codes that she need to know that she didn't have in here that y'all probably didn't touch. So I tote that tablet with me for about the first 2-3 years. I never called my lead for help. And I remember one of the other leads saying, they're friends. That's why she's not saying how much help she's giving to Cresha. So lo and behold, they put me under somebody else just to, I guess, to see was that the truth. And they said, hey, we're going to put you under this person for right now. It's only temporary, but we're just going to switch it around a little bit because we need to do something. Okay. Well, a couple of months went by, and the lady called me, and she said, "Are you okay?" I said, "Yes, ma'am." She says, "Oh, I haven't heard from you." I said, "Oh, do I need to call you and let you know if I'm okay?" She said, "No, I just want to make sure you're okay and everything's going well." I said, "Yes, I don't have any problems or questions right now." So another couple of months went by, and they put me back under my old lead. The lady who complained, she couldn't say anything. She couldn't even, like, look me in the face when I did come in the office because I took notes. I invested in my career. I wanted to accelerate in this job. And it wasn't any animosity or anything. They just thought, well, she's getting help and it's not being logged. But I wasn't getting any help. And I didn't need any help. And then the few times that I needed help was because it was a system issue, not a person issue. Or it was an issue that I never encountered and I didn't have any notes on. That was very rare. And that's not to say that to brag. That's to say that to encourage you. Take notes. They got all kind of beautiful journals if you want. Back then, I wasn't into buying journals. You're talking 15 years ago. I was more into, if I journaled, it was like a diary type journal. But now they got so many beautiful journals that you could put your notes in and all of this. I love putting them in journals now, the hard kind, the hardback kind. And the main reason is you could buy these little tabs that stick on a page, and then you could write what's on that section. And then that becomes your little, like your little holy grail of whatever it is that you're putting in there. You could get journals for like $5 at TJ Maxx, Ross, Marshall's, Home Goods, and they have beautiful, unique ones. So invest in yourself and take notes through your life. If you belong to a club or organization, take some notes. You never know. Those notes might help you with something else. I don't know, whatever you're doing in life. Say you're starting a business and you're taking a lot of free trainings. That's common to take free trainings. So when you get ready to invest in your business, you'll know who you could go to. Take notes, but when you take notes, you got to write who presented this to you so that you won't be trying to figure out, okay, I remember taking this 2 years ago, but I don't remember who gave it to me. Across the top of my page, I always put Grant Cardone, August the 31st, 2022. And I put the time on there. What time I took this class or what time I took this training. I just reinvested in myself with Grant Cardone and went to a new program. The elevation of my business requires me to elevate in life. The only way I can elevate in life is keeping a clear understanding of what I'm learning, what I'm being taught to help me elevate in my business. I take a class with Grant Cardone. I'm in Grant programs. I go to the 10X Grow Con. I'm a little disappointed I can't go next year. It's in Vegas. But the dates don't work for me. It's okay because you know what? He always has virtual. So I'm going to miss my 10X family being present in the ring. But I will be there on the virtual side how I originally started. Sometimes we have to buckle down, but I won't miss an ounce of training. And if things permit, I might show up as a live guest. I was going to be diamond status this year, which is $10,000 investment into my career. It doesn't just help with me in my business. It helps me in my career. The things that we're taught to understand helps me grow within the company I work for. Then it helps me to pour into my businesses, both of them, well, all three of them, because I'm working on a couple of things behind the scene that nobody is fully abreast of right now. But it helps me to maneuver through life with my company. Out of the blue, I got three people that want me to book some travel for them. No problem. I could do that with my eyes closed. I do it for my social club. We take trips, and they can tell you each trip is an experience. Even with us going to Vegas, it's an experience. Even with us going to Dallas, it's an experience. Even with us going to Cancun, it's an experience. Where we go, it's an experience. Rio de Janeiro next year, an experience. The cruise that we go on next year, an experience. It's something different. But I won't know these things if I don't apply and research and attend trainings and stuff so that I can present the best thing to my community. We don't realize about presenting to your community and how great it is because we don't value taking notes. Take notes throughout life. You know, I was on this gentleman's training the other week, and he said, Twitter is my note-taking app. I'll tweet something that's a note for myself. And I thought, you know, that's a great way to utilize Twitter. When you're out and about and you can't remember something, you only got 140 characters. Tweet it out and then go back later and pull it from Twitter and expand on it and do whatever it is you need to do. But you don't have to put all your personal business out there. So it could just be business related, growth related, something that you want to take. I was in Ross, I saw something, I want to put it on Twitter and say Ross on such and such has these beautiful arts or whatever. You know, it's just an area to put your notes. So I wanted to make this because I want to encourage people to apply what people are giving you and stop wasting their time. Stop putting so much pressure on people that they should not have piled up on them. Start utilizing all the stuff that they've had. The problem why you can't utilize it is because you're trying to do it at the same moment they're trying to tell you versus write the notes down and then do it. Take notes. Notes are important. Notes are a key. Notes will help you. So with that, I am going to end on this wonderful start of September 1st, 2022. Let's get in here. We're in the last leg. 122 days left in 2022. So let's get it started. Let's enjoy our day. Have a beautiful and blessed Thursday. And I shall talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.